Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're really excited to have another great show lined up for all of you. We're going to, as you know, once a month, we have the Saint Germain radio show, which is involves having Saint Germain channeled by Brigida. And we're really excited to have the show there. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Brigida online. Brigida, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm down in Tampa, Florida here, and it's hot as anything, and I like to kind of rub that in for a lot of my friends around the world that are in very, very cold places right now.
Well, you know, we can't complain either. Today was a real nice spring day. I mean, it was barely in the 70s, maybe the later 60 degrees, and then it was just beautiful. It starts to get green. The trees are changing. There are a lot of trees that are blooming. So there's something about that. You know, you have all these colors, and you're just so grateful to have finally made it out of the winter. And so, while it was snowy here, I certainly was always very jealous of you when you were in Florida or California, Mark. I agree.
So is Mike on with us?
Hello.
I believe you. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Mike is going to be playing and channeling the higher realms Swiss music again. He will play an opening for about 10, 15 minutes. And after that, Saint Germain will come through with his discourses or his messages or whatever he wants to bring through. Sometimes he will bring through activations. And as I said so many times before, really take this also as a healing opportunity. I know at this time there are a lot of people that are talking about that, you know, all you need to remember is your divine essence, which is beautiful, and really that you are already divine and that you really just need to remember and there's no reason anymore to heal. But you know what? If you're anything like me, like this winter, for example, it just seemed so long, and even so it wasn't really that bad. It wasn't like we had tons of snow. It started off already very, very hot with Sandy, which many were affected by on the East Coast, with the electricity being down for like 6 days and some even for like 3-4 weeks. And so, you know, yes, we need to remember is our divinity, and yet there's also a process that goes with that. And I always find it very comforting about Saint Germain, as he is a master of transformation, that he really allows the process, and he helps one with the process. And he understands that as much as we would like to just open our eyes and see just divinity and miracles everywhere, we are also human. And we are, in our humanness, we also still have certain feelings, and you know, we judge ourselves or we get stuck in situations at work or with our partners, and then we feel bad because we want to be so spiritual and we realize to get from here to there is such a long way sometimes, because we are not in monasteries. We are not on the mountain in the Himalayan. We are right in the midst of life. So, you know, and I don't know about you guys, but December 21st, 2012, you know, it was such a big thing. Everybody worked towards it. So after that was done, you know, you kind of fell into a hole a little bit. Like, now what? Okay, so we anchored this vibration of love in our hearts, and yet life still goes on. You still get up in the morning. You still go to work. So, you know, these moments when we can gather with the Ascended Masters, what they're doing is they're not judging us. They're giving us love. They're giving us support. They're giving us a new way of looking at things so that we don't feel so overwhelmed with the day-to-day, that we can be at peace. And, you know, sometimes we always hear, you got to find peace within yourself. You have to forgive. You have to do this. You have to do that. Well, you know, if you're not ready to forgive because you're still so wounded and in pain, it's kind of hard to just say, hey, let's just forgive. So the masters are helping us in such a loving way through this process of remembering who we are. And we are coming up to a real big, big event, the BSAC Festival. If any of you are in this area of New Jersey, you can certainly come and join us at the next full moon, which is on the 25th of this month. And what we celebrate on the BSAC Festival, and it's celebrated really around the world, is Buddha sacrifices himself by descending downwards into the BSAC Valley in the Himalayan to usher supporting energies to help the evolutionary process here on Earth. Now, it's a sacrifice because whenever a higher being that is so advanced has to shift their energy frequencies and lower themselves to an energy frequency that is in alignment or more in alignment with us, it is kind of a sacrifice for them because they put their evolutionary process on hold to assist us here to awaken and to become more of who we are. And so at VSAC, at the VSAC Festival, even if you don't connect with a group, just simply open yourself up, and I'm sure Saint Germain will mention something too, open yourself up to receive these frequencies from Buddha, especially have a cup of water with you. Water is such a great conduit, and that's what Buddha will use. He will really bring the frequencies into the media of water, and allow yourself to be that empty vessel so that in return, at first you fill up, but it is necessary for all of us light workers to really do that so that in return we can send this love and light out into our surroundings, and to our family, to our loved ones, at work, wherever we are, because a lot of people, as you know, they're still unconscious of these things, so they are not open to it, so we become the bridges to help them awaken more too, which then in return makes it easier for us. So if wherever you are, light up a candle, have a cup of water next to you, and really go into that connection into the BSAC Valley, which really you can only go to, not physically because it's really closed in, but you astral travel into the BSAC Valley. And if you come to our event on the 25th in Clinton, you actually will be taken on a guided journey by Saint Germain, and everybody will be taken to the BSAC Valley right then and there. Usually it's recorded too, but then you really don't do it on the same evening. But we all know time and space is really non-existent, even so it's very real at times for us. So you can certainly just link in, connect, and do it from wherever you are. So I really just wanted to get that out. This is an auspicious time. We live in 2013, very much the title, Out of the Darkness into the Light. And we all fear that darkness that has kept us back in so many ways. And now it is about stepping into the light and finding out what resonates with our heart more and what doesn't. What is more in alignment with what we really feel is right for us, and what is old belief system, what is, you know, the same old, what we've always done and never had the courage to change. Now is the time to change. And if any of you, and then I'm going to let Mike play, but I'm sorry, I just feel guided to say all of this. If any of you, and Saint Germain might talk about this too, is connected to astrology, Pluto went into retrograde in last Friday, on the 12th, I think it was. And it's going to be moving retrograde until September 20th. Now, many of you might know when Mercury goes retrograde, it has a big effect on us. You know, it's more about going within Mercury, being the planet all about communication and things like that. Well, Pluto is helping us to really go even deeper in this transformational process and into this exploration process. As Pluto will take us further into our underworld, and that's nothing to be frightened of. Really what it means is to even dig down deeper into ourselves to bring into light what we've hidden for too long. And the truth is, we right away think of our bad things, but the truth is what's hidden underneath all of this is really our gifts, is our abilities, is our beauty, are our talents. We're right away thinking, okay, we're ready to look at more of our darkness, but what it's really about is bringing more of our light out into the world. So enjoy these next few months of transformation. It is about going within. It's very global, so we will see it everywhere. And I hope if anybody from the Boston area listens to this radio show, I hope you guys are okay. I know what happened at the marathon is huge and traumatic. And all our prayers go out to you. I'm sure everybody who's listening in feels the same way. And again, these kind of incidences are really meant to bring us further together, to focus our energies together, to bring hope, to bring healing to the wounded hearts. And so whenever you do any kind of healing circle or group event, just that's awesome because it's making such a big difference. So if you want to learn more about the events that we offer, Mike Snyder very often joins me by playing and channeling tremendous energy through his music, and then I bring through whatever Ascended Master wants to come through. You can go to www.lightbridge101.com, and that's just like light and the bridge, or to Mike Snyder CC.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And you find on Mike Snyder's website, you find a lot of the recordings that we've already done, if you're interested at all. And on my website, you find any information on upcoming events. So now I'm going to give Mike the space to do his beautiful opening. Enjoy yourself, and who knows what's going to come through. One last note for any of you who don't know what an Ascended Master is, they're basically those who've walked the path of enlightenment before us and are now assisting from the higher realm for us to do the same. And one of the big ones is Buddha, or is Jesus the Christ, who ascended to a higher form of existence, and Saint Germain, obviously, too, who is very much assisting through the violet flame in the transformational process here on Earth. So enjoy yourself, and I will step back now, and I will let Mike start with the music. Thank you so much. greetings. I am Sanctimate. And it is with great joy that I come before all of you at this time of great transformation. As I understand it, that there are many, many people right now that are talking about the power of now. And that is true. The power of now is a moment of true realization. It is a moment of choice. It is a moment that can make your future change according to the choice you make right then and there. So no matter how you feel about the future and how it should unfold, what is asked of you at this time more than ever is to bring everything back to this moment of now for you to change the future according to your heart's essence. As always, I have to go back to December 21st, 2012, because it was such a significant time in the transformational process of Earth awakening and expanding to a higher consciousness. And higher not as much as better or worse, but higher simply meaning a more expanded sense of self, of your divine self, of yourself as part of something greater that works with you and through you. And so at this date, this incredible seed was anchored within your heart and within the heart of many, many others, that seed of cosmic love. And what it asks of you is continuously to take a look at what is in resonance with your heart and what isn't. Now, for those of you who are fighting to let go of control, for those of you who only want to focus on that, what you can touch, what you can see, what is substantial in front of you, setting the seed into your heart, we have created quite a bit of a tidal wave that will have created almost something like what in the tarot card is depicted as a tower, as a lightning bolt, a lightning hitting that tower, hitting those walls, those structures of protection, and breaking one wall, one stone, one pebble down after another. So in this time right now, that brings very much to awareness that what one is afraid of, you have a tremendous opportunity to create a whole new paradigm for yourself. You've heard us maybe talk about 2013 being the beginning of creating a new paradigm. Now, what does that mean to you, a new paradigm, a new structure, a new form of life? Well, it means a certain level of honesty, doesn't it? Because how can you change something if you're not willing to really take a look at the foundation of it? And that's where many have felt being challenged, especially in the first few months of this year. Your foundation has been challenged, which is very much going hand in hand with your physical body, because your physical body is the foundation for carrying your spirit and your soul within yourself. You are, after all, spirit in physical form having a human experience. So your body becomes the foundation of this experience. So what you're being shown is, where are you not listening to the foundation, to the body that is asking you now to restructure it, to maybe care for it now in a different way than you've ever done before? In a country like America that is so fast-paced, this is very difficult for many, because it asks you at times to slow down, to move into a place of non-action. And if you're really honest with yourself, for those who felt that the winter was a real tough time for you, this winter especially, it wasn't even so much about the darkness or the winter conditions, but it was because more than ever, your body asked you to slow down. Your body asked you to pay attention to where the pain was more so than ever. Your body showed you that as much as you're seeking divinity, as much as you're seeking enlightenment, as much as you want to instantly ascend into the higher realms, there's a process. And so be reminded in this process that even in the old times, thousands of years ago, when someone walked the path of initiation, there was a process. You weren't permitted to the inner sanctuary until you walked through a certain process of learning, and most importantly, not even learning, but allowing your body to adjust to the higher frequencies of love and light. And so after the download on December 21st, 2012, your body had to catch up within your frequencies. And as much as you would like to catch up within 24 hours or 1 minute, and of course you could if you would have taken care of your body beforehand, but most of you have not. You might have taken care of your body in the last few years, but still leaves quite many years that you have not really paid attention to your body. And now some of you might say, well, you worked out in a gym, so why wouldn't your body be ready for this? And the exercises to hold more of a higher vibration of love and light is not so much done on the treadmill. It is done through proper conditioning of your body. And part of the conditioning of a body is sleep, is rest. Part of the conditioning of the body is oxygen, is fresh air, is breathing the way you study it in yoga and in different techniques in the Far East, where you study the power of breathing. And many have forgotten the real way of breathing through the lower part of yourself, through your whole body, or breathing in and out of any of your chakras, of your energy centers in your body, it has been forgotten. Because the mind will tell you, how can you breathe in and out of your heart? That is not possible. And yet, you know it is possible. Because it is possible through the intent and through your inner sensories that are very different, not very different, but they are nonetheless different than your outer sensories. Now, as you learn to more focus on your outer sensories in a more conscious way, you can also learn to move inward and to shift from your outer sensories into your inner sensories. Many of you have even forgotten how to feel what's in your heart, how to feel whether it's cold, warm, open, closed. Simple ways of feeling your heart, if you ask what do you feel, you get the response, you don't feel anything, and yet that's not the truth. So all of this process in these few months, starting 2013, we're about teaching you the language of your body. Now we are starting to move into spring and then the summer months. Now there's going to be another level added to it, which is very much about learning not only about your body, but your emotional body is getting much more attention now. It is more about the influx of certain feelings within your gut or within your heart or around you, feelings of anger coming up, feelings of frustration coming up, and learning where there is a language to showing you where you haven't taken care of yourself enough. It is an extended language of the body that is going now into the desire to laugh or to cry or to express yourself through any form of emotions, because it is necessary to release old memories that are stuck in your cells, to release them further by letting out and expressing out feelings that have been long forgotten and that you were afraid to even express out of fear of judgment. Fear of judgment is such a big deal for all of you. The fear of judgment is stopping you right on track. And you do know that you are your own greatest judge. And you fear, you want to reach out to someone. And you want to tell them how beautiful they are. And yet you're afraid of being judged. You're afraid of being discriminated against. You're afraid of losing your position, losing your credibility, losing something in the process. And yet every part of you wants to express that what you fear within you. So you will find in the next few months that you will suddenly start saying things and you can't hold yourself back anymore, because it's time for the true expression of yourself. There can no longer be that fear of judgment. All of you want to spread your wings, want to fly. All of you are leaders in your own right. You are at the forefront. And yes, that makes it more painful. That makes it more difficult, because you're pulling ahead of the masses. You're pulling the weight. Yes. And yet, you make such an incredible difference. Don't ever underestimate who you are. So, let's talk about judgment again. There is this judgment towards self that you have. You don't know enough yet. You're not ready enough yet. You're too human. You're too old. You're too young. Whatever the judgment is, let it go. Make peace with yourself. Now, this channel truth, we said in the beginning, in the introduction, she said, sometimes all of you are asked to forgive and to make peace with yourself, and it is not possible because you're still so wounded, you're still so hurt. And yet, it is possible simply through choice. You might not be able to make peace with yourself right away. You might not be able to forgive yourself right away. But make the choice that that is something that you choose to achieve. That is the beginning. That is the beginning of a transformational process. And so, recognize that in this judgment, you're only holding yourself back. Nobody else is holding you back. Only you yourself. And you might judge that you don't have enough money to do things, or you don't have the right partner that you can do things with. And yet, as you embrace it, as you accept it, even if it is for one moment, you can reintegrate that what feels so much a part of you, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a money issue, whatever it is, you can reintegrate it back to you. Because as you judge it, you keep the tension alive. As you stop judging it, as you look at it as part of all that is, and allowing it for one moment to just be at peace with you, balance is achieved. And this balance is what allows consciousness expansion. It is at that moment of stillness. It is at that moment where light and darkness come together instead of fighting each other. come together in a place of peace, in a place of acceptance, knowing that each part is a necessary part of all that is, miracles happen. Consciousness shifts happen. Ascension takes place. And so acknowledge this in you where you feel that tension. And your emotions are going to be very much helping you with that. Those feelings, those energies that you set in motion that create one after another situation that then turn out to be a great drama, those emotions come back to an original feeling. And that original feeling is what you're not at peace with, what you're judging, what you're fighting, what you're rejecting, instead of cradling it as a parent would cradle the child, just cradling it in your arms within you and making peace with it. You're willing to accept that there's no accident. So now there is no accident even in the darkness that you experience in your life right now. Within that darkness is the seed. And so I ask you now, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes and to allow yourself to become that seed in the darkness. That seed that is laying underneath the surface and that does not know the light, that is so stuck in that darkness, and yet, even so it cannot see the light, there's movement. There's expansion ever so slightly. So feel yourself expanding ever so slightly. And then a part of you breaks through the surface. And you can feel and sense a new form of existence opening up to you. You can breathe fresh air. You can feel like a beautiful flower. You can feel that there is light. You can even see it, sense it. And so you continue on your path, even so you feel that you were so stuck in the darkness. And you still feel stuck in that darkness. It's hanging on to you. But it's not something that you can move away from regardless of how much you're reaching out towards light. Because it's part of you. Because if you accept that you are an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, then you also need to accept that part of you is darkness and part of you is light. And so, that darkness that is at your feet, that is holding your roots, will also become the nurturing ground that will feed you and that will allow you to grow. Let that sink in. It is the darkness that will feed you, that will nurture you, that will give you the strength to grow. And so as you are now becoming more and more into your strength and into your flowery self, not yet blooming, just starting to open up one leaf and another leaf is growing, and then there's a rainstorm coming and you feel the rain of life moving you with the winds moving you into different directions, and again you lose sight of the sun because there are all these clouds, and still that darkness, that ground that has helped you in the past in blindness is becoming the part that is keeping you strong, that is keeping you moving into the right direction, that is allowing for the transformation that's taking place to be exactly the way it needs to be. And so you keep growing towards light. And there might have been droughts, and there might have been storms. And still through the droughts, there is that nurturing quality at your roots. And finally the time comes where you become this bud ready to open up and blossom. And so as you open up and blossom, as you open up the petals, visualize the freedom of your divine expression. And look at the color of the flower that you've become, the bloom, the flower that you've become. Look at that. Sense it. See your radiance. But let's be very honest. A flower will never be able to see her own radiance. She has to trust in her beauty. She has to have faith that her colors are radiant. Because a flower doesn't have a mirror to look into. But then when someone comes along and breathes in the fragrance and looks at the beautiful flower and explains how beautiful this flower is, that's when the flower knows. And so there's a process in all of this. There's a process that you become more and more aware of in this year of 2013, and it is that transformational process, and each part has significance. But it is the death part when a flower has reached the time where the flower dies off and the stem dies off. All of that is part of the transformational process that then allows the flower to come back the next year because of the roots being strong. And so it is about being aware of the death and rebirth. It is about being aware that when you're in the midst of confusion or doubt or a dark night of the soul, you're only like the silkworm in a cocoon, but the process is still taking place. The process that is happening within that darkness, within that cocoon, or while the flower is only seed in the ground, is so important for your evolutionary process. So don't judge it. It is time to rewrite the stories, to rewrite the understanding of darkness and light. Now, I'm not saying that you need to accept brutal behavior or getting beaten or getting hurt or in any formal way. No, I'm not saying that it's about accepting a kind of darkness that does not serve you. But I think you all know the kind of darkness I'm talking about. It is the darkness that is always happening prior to a new birth. And what you will find is that now in this time of accelerated growth, you're going much more frequently so that death and rebirth process. And so I invite you to look at nature and to let nature be your guide. Of course, you could instantly awaken to your God self. But do you want to? Isn't part of the process each step of the journey? And by walking each step of the journey, to allow yourself to learn more about who you are and therefore become even a more radiant flower to blossom. And that is really my message to you today, is to allow yourself the process. I understand some of you would like to walk on water today. I understand that some of you want to be in holy communion with us all the time. I understand your deep yearning to find your way home. I understand how lost you feel at times among all of those who don't understand or see what you understand and see. I understand you. I understand your yearning. And yet, I'm compelled to ask you to slow down a little bit. Part of the pain that you're feeling is because you're pushing so hard. Slow down. Take a deep breath. And allow yourself to just be. If your lower self is telling you that you're running out of time, that if you don't do this, the whole world is going to come to pieces, that is fear. That is the fear of being left behind. That is the fear of being judged upon your death. We don't judge you. Nurture yourself. Take care of yourself. And as you nurture yourself, the stem that then will hold the beautiful flower will become even stronger. So allow yourself to go with the cycles of change. And as you do so, you allow others to do the same. You might be surprised, but there are many that are looking up to you because of your strengths. You might not always see that about yourself, but it is true. And so when you allow yourself to be at peace with your humanness, you also give others around you the permission to do the same. And there's something very beautiful in your humanness, in all of your humanness. Even in the tears, in the honesty of crying, in the honesty of dancing, laughing, crying, and even in the honesty of being angry. As long as you're honest about it, because you're angry because you've been afraid of something. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It is part of the process. As you learn to look at your fears, as you embrace them, as you accept them, there comes a time where you stop being afraid of the same things that you were afraid before. But it's not going to be through judgment, but through love. I also know that many of you are seeking for the perfect union with your twin flame. But realize what you're really seeking is a sacred marriage, a sacred union with your divine self. And that only happens as you accept all of you. So it is about the love of self. It is about allowing the sacred union to take place between your higher self and your lower self, between your masculine and feminine self is in you, and then between your God self and your human self. But judgment will hinder the sacred union. And there is times when you're in the cocoon, when you are the silkworm, when you are underneath the surface again as a seed, where you forget your connection. But if you only remember that this is a necessary process for you to learn to grow wings that are greater than the ones you had before, for you to show colors more brilliant than ever before, maybe then you will be able to be more at peace with being momentarily disconnected or in the darkness, because you know that this is necessary to nurture your soul in your evolutionary process, to expand your consciousness and to learn more about yourself. I know that many of you who are on the East Coast have felt the tremendous effects of what has been going on through a lost soul expressing the anger through a horrible act of dropping a bomb. And so you have a choice here to how you choose to react to that. Now, you can certainly choose to be afraid to be in public places, or you can choose to judge that soul and feel horrible about those who have gotten hurt. And yet I ask you to not feed into this. Stay in the vibration of love and light. And now that each member that was part of this on a higher level chose to be part of this, because there are many, many lessons to be learned from this experience. It is a great awakening, even further awakening of those who are asleep, to open up their eyes to their surroundings, to be more aware, to slow down and smell the roses on the side of the street instead of rushing from point A to point B, to realize that life is something precious. And even so you might not have the multi-million dollars on your account, it still is something to be valued and to be appreciated. And truthfully, there are many places where bombings like that happen all the time, and you might not even have given it any second thought. And yet, because it is so close to home, it is a wake-up call. It is reminding you that each moment counts. And so I invite you to not let your judgment or your fear of being judged stop you from expressing to the person next to you how beautiful they are, how nice they look, and how much you appreciate them for just being there. It is those small little acts of kindness, when you pay it forward, when you give someone the extra dollar they might not have, when you simply help someone to put a smile on their face, those are the most healing moments, the most powerful transformational moments you can give another person. When instead of reacting with anger because someone said something hurtful to you, you choose to react differently. By you reacting differently, you're giving the other person a chance to awaken that there can be different ways of acting and behaving. We never said it was easy. Being here at this time, we understand that some of you lovingly call it a very intense time, and indeed it is. But it only becomes more intense if you don't allow yourself to surrender to the flow, to move with the wind of change instead of against it. And remember who you are in all of this. And so I want to remind you the power of invocation. Remember that from the point of light within the mind of God, light stream forth into the minds of all men, and light descends on earth. And I invite you to really feel this, and to also acknowledge that you, as an aspect of God, you become the bridge. And so as you're willing to see the light within your own mind, within your own divine mind, let it stream forth into the minds of men around you. More importantly, from the point of love within the heart of God, within your heart, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. What a beautiful opportunity to do this at a time when there's there's so many distraught families and people on the East Coast because of the bombing. Send the love from your heart to their heart, or even in your own surrounding. Send love. Let love stream forth into the hearts of those around you, so that the Christ may return to earth. The Christ is in you. The Christ is in all. As the second coming of the Christ starts within your heart. And from the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the wills of man. The purpose which the masters known serve. Fear right now. Feel yourself surrender to a greater divine plan. So often we hear you ask, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? What am I supposed to do? Don't ask anymore. Just be. Just know that every moment of your life, you are fulfilling your divine purpose. If you want to change the expression of your divinity, then do something else from what you're doing now. But as long as you acknowledge that you are Christ in action, you are divinity in physical form in action, everything has a purpose. There's no accident. To own that you are part of the divine plan. And it is your ego, your lower self, that wants to know. That is always the battle. Your higher self is an absolute place of trust and faith. So surrender the worries, the what ifs, and just allow yourself to be in the embrace of your divine I Am presence. And then from the center, which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out. We may see the door the evil dwells. That light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Trust, my friends, into the power of the light. The more you focus and meditate on the light, the more it will manifest around you. Now that out of the darkness the light is born, out of the darkness greatness comes. And so there are horrible situations at times, whether it is in the Middle East, whether it is in the bombing in America, whether it is in other places where those who are hungry are still starving and without anything. Let's not let it go to waste. Allow it to awaken something in you, a compassion, trust that there is something you can do to make a difference, something to be compassionate about within your own life, to awaken then compassion in someone else's life. Trust the process. You're not alone. We are with you, and we do not judge. And so now that at this upcoming Reset Festival, there's a great opportunity for you to open yourself up as an empty vessel to receive tremendous amount of healing energy and empowerment and love to carry with you out into the world. So this channel already explained enough about it. Just allow yourself this time, preparing now for it. Change a little bit your eating habits and purify yourself through meditation, through prayer, and prepare yourself, as all of you are such valuable light bridges. You're such valuable teachers and guides and healers and instruments of the Heart of Light. Now, before I close, I will now downpour upon every single one of you a blessing. Simply allow yourself to receive it. Open your crown. Open your heart. Visualize yourself on top of a mountain. Any mountain. Deeply rooted within the ground of the mountain. Your arms wide open towards the heavens. And there's a downpouring of starlight coming down from source, igniting the starlight within your heart. And in doing so, allowing you to see your life from a different vantage point. Because as the stars are looking down on planet Earth, they're looking down from a very far away wide angle. And so allow this star energy to infuse you now too, so that you can take a step back from your day-to-day and look at the dynamics that are playing out in a very different way. Take another deep breath. Let it settle into you. And it is so. Now allow yourself to come back to your body. And know that throughout the night it will unfold even further. I believe, Mark, you have someone who is calling in.
Yes, St. Germain, I have Sandy on the line, and I'm going to actually bring her on right now so that she can ask you a question. Sandy, are you on the line?
Greetings. You might have lost her.
I'm just waiting to see if she's going to come on.
And you said her name is Sandy?
It's Sammy.
Are you on, Sammy?
Hold on for 1 second. I'm just trying to see if I can connect. All right, let me see. See if I can bring Maria on the line. Maria, are you on the line? Seem to be having problems with our console this evening, St. Germain.
That is not a problem for any of them. Feel the need to receive guidance. They can certainly call this channel as the radio show is over at 908-892-0751. but please know that she will only answer the phone after the radio show for the following 15 minutes, first come, first served, and then you certainly can ask your question. And if she is on the phone with someone, leave a quick message and a phone number, and she will call back. And but again, it will only be for 15 minutes after the radio show. So the number is 908-892-0751. So no worries. You can certainly call with your questions then.
Fanny, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Greetings, Sammy. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hello, Saint Germain, and thank you so much for taking my call. It is such a blessing to be able to speak with you again. I connected with you at the expo in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And my question, as I was listening to your channeling, you actually answered a lot of my my questions. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you for coming into my life.
I've always been in your life, my dear, and thank you for your courage to go as deep as you have been. It takes tremendous strength and courage to do what you're doing. So I want you to own that and to really feel that what you have been doing has brought about a significant change and will continue to do so. You might not always see it right away, but the undercurrents are moving you into a direction that will bring more joy and fulfillment into your life. So just trust the process and trust that the purging that you're going through is necessary for you to open up like the beautiful flower that I've talked to about. But again, it is also important for you to recognize that there is a journey with different parts of the journey. As much as I understand that you want to get to the final destination, mm-hmm. allow yourself to stop every so often and to just look around and see how far you've come and to see how much already has changed in your life. Okay?
Yes, yes. And I wanted to ask if you can tell me if I upset, well, I don't know if that's the way to ask, if I upset Archangel Raphael in any way. Because,
no, my dear, you have not. Remember, that is only your own judgment. Raphael loves you. He's with you. There's no way you can upset him. Just trust the process. There's no way that any of you, and please all listen, you cannot upset us. We love you. We do not judge you. We want you to succeed. We want you to grow. We want you to become more of who you are. We want you to awaken to your divine essence. So we look deeper. We see what's going on within your heart. We see what is affecting you. We understand. So no, my dear, you have not offended Archangel Raphael at all.
Okay, because when I left, I was able to feel him, see him, and it was like I was looking through his eyes. Green just looked so much more brighter than everything else, but I don't feel him anymore.
Remember what I talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You're right now in the cocoon. You've made some tremendous choices. You're in the cocoon. It might feel as though as nobody hears you, nobody listens to you, and that is not true. This is just a transformational process that is taking place right now, and then you will step out of the cocoon with beautiful colors, ready to open your wings and fly. Just trust mm-hmm. the process. But please continue to connect with Archangel Raphael, even so you feel you can't hear him, even so you feel you can't see him. Just continue what you're doing, and you will see you are right now simply building momentum, building muscle. So do not stop the process, okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much,
and bless
you very
as well. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, St. Germain, we're going to bring on, I'm just waiting for the console to reset, hold on. Going to bring on Maria, let me see if I can bring her online. We're having some problems with our console tonight, and of course we're setting a better intention. And I'm going to go ahead and ask a question while I refresh the console. St. Germain, when you deal with challenges in life, and this is according to me in my life, when you're dealing with challenges in life where you are not in the place of love, you're in the place of fear, how do you transmute that?
For starters, you transmute it by not judging it. Fear is a very, very important part of the evolutionary process. You will be in a place of fear, and it is a sign of tremendous spiritual growth that's about to happen. It is that part of that moment just before the plant breaks out of the soil, out of this, into the light, into the air. So fear is part of human existence. That's sometimes what makes it so uncomfortable for many of you, because you remember how it is without fear. But fear is very much part of the human existence. If you judge fear, if you tell yourself that you shouldn't be afraid, you what's wrong with you, and you go through this whole sphere of judging yourself, that is when the fear only becomes stronger. So it is really like what you would do with a child that is afraid. You embrace it. You love it. You accept it. You talk to it, and you nurture it, and you're not nurturing it by making it grow, but nurturing it by telling it that it's okay and giving it the time to slow down and to stop. You can't order fear to go away. You can, of course, call on Archangel Michael to bring the illumination, or and any of us to bring the illumination to show you what is at the root of the fear. But even when you come to the root of your fear, what you will find is tremendous wounding. And in looking at this wounding, it is still not as simple as turning a switch around. It is in allowing this wound to heal. So there is an allowance. There is an... When you break off, don't you allow it to heal? Right? So the same with the wound, that when you find the wound, allow it to heal. Allow it its process to come to a place of peace. We hear a lot of the spiritual teachers on earth at this time talking about that the wound is not real, it is an illusion. In a way, all of life becomes a projected creation of your inner self. So what is reality that is correct? And of course, you can say simply awaken to your divine essence, and then there will no longer be that wound. But when you are part of a human consciousness, part of the global human consciousness, it is not that simple, because your soul is no longer just your soul. You're part of a greater soul, the human soul. So as you work through that fear, as you work through the wound, as you embrace it, as you put healing balm on, by going to someone who will give you treatment, whether it is a massage, whether it is a Reiki session, whether it is some form of healing session, simply to nurture you, to allow yourself even the tears to bubble up, then you will find that great healing can take place, and that you can come to a place of peace with your fear. And it is a transformational process. Does that help at all?
Oh, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a caller on the line. Mike, do you have a question for St. Germain?
Which Mike are you looking for, Mark?
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and ask your question to St. Germain.
Oh, okay. No, this is Mike, the one that's doing the music. I didn't know if you were referring to me or there's another Mike on the line.
Mike, you're live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question to St. Germain.
Oh, okay. I actually didn't have a question. I just wanted to let you know, St. Germain, if you want to do some music at the end, due to technical difficulties, I can't use the piano, but I can use my musical drum. So if you do want any music for a few minutes, I have that available.
That would be beautiful. We will end with that. That would be very beautiful. At this point, I also want to remind everyone of the incredibly powerful instrument of love and light that everyone is. So let's just close my part, and then I will step back and then let the channel and Mark just talk for a few minutes for closure, and then you can close, Mike, absolutely. I want to
Saint
close
Germain,
my part. Yes, go ahead.
Can you take one last caller from Nicole? Nicole, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay,
hi,
Nicole. You're on with St. Germain.
Blessings
okay.
to you. How can I be of assistance, my dear?
Well, Mark was just talking about fear and
yeah.
changing it to love. And I guess right now I'm going with a fear of I don't know where I fit in. Like, I don't know where I fit in the professional world, or it's hard to see where I fit in. So I don't know what steps to take to progress, and how can I view that differently so that I don't feel like it's such a block.
Right now you're pressing yourself so much into trying to figure out how to fit in. My dear, my suggestion to you is be at peace with not fitting in, because you're not. You're different. How can you fit in? And why judge
right.
that? So the first step is to stop judging the fact that you're not fitting in, that you're different. You're unique, and so is everyone else. So accept your uniqueness. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, because that is a real fear. If you're so unique and you're different, how will you ever find like-minded people in a way that understand you and love you and you can have joy with and you can have a life with? Am I right?
Yes.
So that is a real fear. Yes. And so there has to be that moment of accepting first your loneliness. Because in all of this, you're feeling a loneliness. You're feeling very lost and alone in all that is. And here you're told that you should simply connect to your divine I Am presence in that sacred union, and then everything will be fine. But you know you can't force this. It's a process that I've talked about at length before. It's a process when you're underneath the surface as a seed. It is a process when you are in your cocoon. It is a process when there are inner changes taking place that have to take place first before that cocoon starts to break off and you can see again the light, the love, the joy, the happiness that you so much yearn to experience. So it is the acceptance. And there is no formula of how long this takes. I'm not telling you that you're going to be 4 months to come in this cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, one is in a cocoon for as long as they want to control the process. The moment you accept the process, the moment you accept that darkness and the loneliness, is the moment it loses its power and it starts falling away. So what you want to ask yourself is, why are you judging what you're judging right now? And what do you really judge? You're really judging yourself, and it's going back to your childhood where you were also different and you were rejected in many different ways. And so there's that fear of getting hurt again, getting rejected again, and ending up all alone. That is not going to happen, but there has to be that acceptance in the process to bring it back into a place of balance. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
And so recognize where you limit yourself to the judgment, as that is what upholds the cocoon. The moment you choose love for self and love for your uniqueness and love even for that loneliness, you will find that the loneliness will shift and change into all oneness. Okay?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Good. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, as I said before, I will close now with the prayer of St. Francis, and I really want all of you to feel that, to feel how much of an instrument of love and light you really are. You might not see it. You might be stuck in that loneliness that is just there just before you open up to your all oneness. You might feel lost and left behind. And in reality, everything is exactly the way it needs to be, and you're simply putting yourself under so much pressure, wanting to be so much more that you are forgetting about the process of awakening that you chose to be part of to assist a whole planet to go through the awakening process. This is not just about you ascending. This is about you assisting a whole planet to ascend to a higher form of consciousness. So, listen to the words and take them to your heart. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen. Okay, this is Brigida. I want to thank all of you for making this happen, for calling in, for listening, for participating. I hope that you all get to celebrate the Reset Festival at the next upcoming full moon in some form or way, and that you also come to get something, you got something out of what Saint Germain brought through. And we will end, unless you have something to say, Mark, we will end with Mike playing his hand instrument. Now, I want to mention one thing. First of all, thank you, Mark, for making this possible through Radio SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. You have a lot of great radio shows here. So everybody who's listening, check it out. There are a lot of great interviews he's offering and a lot of great things that are happening all the time. The next Saint Germain radio show will actually be on the second Wednesday of next month. Last week we had a little bit of technical problems, our apologies, but it should be back on schedule with the second Wednesday of each month as of May. And again, if you want to check out more about Mike Snyder as well as myself, you can go to lightbridge101.com. So it's www.lightbridge101.com or to www.mikesnydercc.com. MikeSnyder.com. All right. So hope to see you guys sometimes or talk to you sometimes or be back at the next radio show. Mark, you have anything
right.
to say?
No, I think we're good. Go ahead, Mike. You got a couple minutes there, and
yep.
thanks for being on the show tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night.